So when they finally came, it was I was watching them come, and you can hear the helicopters now. I was watching them come from the man shed. The man shed's a space in my backyard where I go out on occasion to get away from my family, to do my own thing, to build my own space. Looking through the window that looked back on the house, I could see them come in the house, and I could see them devour the children. I could see them eat them head first, and then my wife, and then they were gone. And they didn't find me, because the man shed is entirely built out of cement. So it's impossible for them to get the scent or even hear the sound. But I'll always remember the vision of them eating my family through the window of the man shed. And now it really is a man shed. That's all I have. That's all I am. One of the last. I don't want to think about it anymore. I just want it to be done. I just want it to be done. It's because the man shed is strategically constructed to prevent. It's like the cockroach motel. You can come in, but you can't get back out. And so as I left a little hole open, it was somewhat smart, I left a little opening so the zombies could come in. And I would actually, I kind of reinvented a model that I think it's an innovative model in the face of the zombie apocalypse. I would let one zombie come in at a time, close them off, isolate them, kill the zombie, and then eat them. And that was how I survived. I survived off zombie flesh. A lot of people think that that's disgusting. A lot of people think that, you know, that's untenable, it's cannibalism, but it's not. They're not human beings. You have to let go. You have to let go of that. When my children and my wife came in and I had to eat them, I could disassociate from that. I understood that they were just meat. And at this point, they were dead. And that's how I survived. And I'll continue to survive. And if other people want to survive, they'll recognize that once you kill the zombie, they're meat. And that's what you eat. Because if you know like I know, there's nothing else left out there. There ain't no crops. There ain't no cows. There ain't no milk. There's zombies. And if you want to survive, you're going to eat zombies. I've been eating zombies now for 2 months. I almost like them now. I almost like them. That's what I would do. And you know what? I'm sure people are afraid. You know why they're afraid? Because they're dead now. I'm not dead. I'm still talking to you, or to whatever this is. I'm still here.